Well, Larry Weber called a minute ago. I started complaining. He said, how are you? Big mistake. I started complaining. And then I stopped myself. I realized I have a home. I have heat. I have little dogs to keep my lap warm. I have blankets. I am blessed. However, wild things do not have any of those things. And for many of them, little dogs are not a big deal. So how are they faring in this cold? Let's ask the guy who loves it, Mr. Larry Weber. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Mother Nature has given us quite a Valentine this time around. And, of course, Mother Nature is always full of surprises. A month ago, we would be talking about how January was way above normal in temperature, and we may be headed for a possibility of the warmest January on record. And then, of course, along came the second half, and things changed. Well, I'm going to extrapolate a little bit here and act like I'm talking to you on the 14th instead of the 12th, because that is halfway through February. And I, according to the forecast, and I think they'll probably be accurate, the temperatures are going to continue to be cold up through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Sunday, the 14th, is halfway through. And halfway through February, we will have an average temperature of about -2 for the whole month. That is incredible. And yes, we may be on pace for a record-setting February. However, how many times have I said that the pattern we are in, where the first half and the second half do not repeat, we could see quite a change, and I expect to see quite a change. According to the forecast, we are going to warm up a little bit next week. Not going to get hot, but we're certainly going to get above zero. This has been absolutely fascinating. This is the stretch of cold weather that we would talk about with other people when we get an opportunity. 9 days from February 6th up to and including February 14th. Now, that could possibly go beyond that, but I pretty much think those are going to be those 9 days. 9 times 24 is 216. So of those 216 hours, we may have been below zero for about 213 of those 216 hours. Now, that is pretty impressive. The coldest temperatures that we had here, I had three mornings where we had 30 below. And, yeah, that is a bit chilly. This morning we warmed up during my walk. It was 27 below. So, but you ask about critters, how they fare in this. Oh, yeah, I have to pass this on. The days continue to get longer, and that is a very big impact on the critters. The days continue to get longer, and we are now having sunrise before 7:30, almost about 7:15, about an hour ago, and sunset about 5:30. Next week, we will reach a time of 10.5 hours of daylight, and by the end of the month, we'll be up to 11 hours of daylight. Now, we've had plenty of cold and plenty. We have snow on the ground, but we haven't had much new snow. There was a dusting of snow last night. I saw it this morning during my walk. But that was about it to what we've gotten in the past week. February is never, or almost never, a snowy month, so that's not a surprise. We do, however, and we do normally, yes, we get below zero. I actually remember a February where we never got below zero the whole month. But we usually do. We just don't usually get this far below zero and stay this long below zero. Cotton yesterday morning had 46 below, you know, and that can happen in February. Now, let's talk about what it does to the critters. I noticed at first, except for the ones that come to the bird feeder, and I'll talk about that in a moment, most of them just kind of slowed down. I was not seeing the deer as active. I was still seeing squirrels, but they didn't seem to be as active. The flying squirrels, we had three straight nights where they never showed up at all. Tracks, going out walking and seeing tracks, I saw tracks of deer and squirrels. And white-footed mice seem to continue to be active, as was weasels. Now, weasels are probably pretty hungry at this time, so they remain active. But the coyotes and the foxes were not. Well, after about 3 days of this, they started to become active. And this morning on my walk, I saw both the fox and the coyote tracks. And the last two nights, we have been seeing flying squirrels again. So despite the cold, they start getting hungry and they start getting active. There are others that are probably continually sitting it out. I've been looking for snowshoe hare tracks every day, and I have not been seeing them. So they're probably sitting it out as much as they can, as are ruffed grouse and turkeys. My friendly porcupine that's been spending the winter in the backyard was not up in the trees the last few days, but last night it went wandering through the yard, and I think it was looking for another place that it can continue to be. The bird feeders have been just a fabulous experience. I have enjoyed watching them every day. It's easy to think, oh, when you get the same seven, that it's very boring, but it hasn't been at all. I call these the regulars. They have been faithfully coming throughout the winter. During the mild days, there are many times where they don't all show up. But this week, all seven, yes, they would show up every day. The seven are the black-capped chickadee, white-breast nuthatch, red-breast nuthatch, downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, red-belly woodpecker, and blue jay. And they pretty much come in that order. The black-capped chickadee is always the first one to arrive, usually about 20 minutes before sunrise. And they and a few squirrels are very quickly to arrive, and then come the nuthatches. Feeding on suet. That is very important at this time under these conditions. Suet is animal fat, and animal fat has a lot of energy in it, and they go for it as well as do the nuthatches and the woodpeckers. The blue jays pretty much eat everything. Other critters during my walks, I have noticed crows and ravens, pileated woodpecker, and one day even I saw a bald eagle when I was out on my walk. This morning, while it was still dark, 25, 26 or so below zero, a barred owl was calling. The barred owl, like other owls, become quite active as we get into February. The days get longer, but for them, the nights get shorter. And yes, many owls, like other raptors, have early breeding, and so I think that's probably what's going on. Now, the big question is, will this cold continue? Will we have one of the coldest Februaries on record? And I will leave the prediction up to the weather people. Phenologists watch weather very carefully. We don't, however, predict weather. So we'll have to wait to see. But I will throw this out, Lisa, something to look forward to. 1 month from tomorrow, only 1 month from tomorrow, we have daylight savings time. So therefore, we have something that's going to be coming in. It's been an interesting week.
You know, I realize that a lot of people, daylight saving time gets on their last nerve. And yet, ever since I was a kid, for me, that was like the first little breath of spring or summer. And having, especially with my hours, having that extra light at the end of the day does so much for my overall sense of well-being. So I am one little voice in the wilderness saying, I really, really love daylight saving time.
Well, we will be getting, the way it affects us is we will be getting back to dark mornings, but we will have longer evenings. And many, this hasn't been that long that it's been in March. It used to be in April. So anyway, enjoy. Keep your eyes open. There's things happening. This cold has surprised a few people, but, we're coping with it okay. And like you said, we have a lot of fortunate things that help us cope with it.
We do. And good clothes, apparently. You've got the right gear, because if you're still out taking your walk, they famously say, there's no bad weather, only bad clothes. And if you've got the right clothes, get outside, as my grandma used to say, and blow the stink off you.
That sounds terrific. And happy Valentine's Day. And while I'm at it, happy Ash Wednesday. So,
thank you, Larry. Care. Larry Weber this morning, our guest and the regular host of Backyard Almanac. And a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.